This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. A new exhibit in Amherst, Massachusetts at the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art will show drawings made by picture book illustrators when they were kids. I got a peek behind the scenes with co-curators and illustrators Jarrett J. Krasoska and Grace Lynn. They were still working out the final details a few days before opening day. One thing they were sure of is that children will be encouraged to interact with the show, creating their own art and hanging it on a refrigerator door, which is part of the exhibit.
They can also look through the books that we've written and illustrated now and also thumb through copies of books that we wrote as kids,
yes,
too.
Including the one that I made when I was in seventh grade. And I think we'll have little prompts on the wall, too.
Yes.
So it should be a pretty interactive exhibit.
So you've spent how long getting this gallery space ready for the opening?
Well, the beautiful thing about the Carle is they have this amazing team that actually hung the work, located and sourced all of the refrigerators and all of these materials. But we've been meeting over months to talk about what our vision might be. And I think it was maybe the summer of 2017 when Grace and I sat down to say, let's put together a show and pitch it to the Carle and see what artists we might want to include.
Yeah, so it has been a long time in the making, but it hasn't been intensive time. It's been kind of like here and there and here and there. It's only now that it's all becoming very intensive.
Yeah. You both have artwork in the show?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Jarrett, would you mind showing me what you have?
Sure.
And talking me through that?
Well, you know, the big thing that we asked people to do was to find artwork from childhood and their adult lives where there would be a direct connection. And it's amazing because you really go through and you look at every single piece and you see the thread of who they became right there in their early work. So what I chose to include was work from my Lunch Lady graphic novels. And it's a very campy series about a lunch lady who fights crime. And the series was inspired in part by comics I made as a fifth grader. So when I figured out the lunch lady story that I had been working on needed to be told as a comic, I had reread comics I wrote as a fifth grader and emulated that direct campy language. I mean, I was watching a lot of the Adam West Batman on reruns when I was a kid. So I chose to a comic that I made in fifth grade, which ironically also has a superhero with yellow gloves next to what kids know me for.
And Grace, you have work in this show too?
Yeah, mine is over here. I think what's so interesting and that one of the themes of our show is that every artist's journey is very different and everybody has a different one. For me, when I look at my art and then I see my childhood, I'm like, wow, it looks like the transition was a lot smoother than how I remember. So I think that might be how it is for a lot of these artists. But the fact that so many of us had our childhood art, I think kind of goes to show that even at a young age, we valued what we were doing and probably our parents were valuing as well. So that just goes to show how adults can foster their children's interests.
Yeah. It's something I struggle with too. And Grace, I'm sure you feel the same way. Now as a parent, you're like, how am I going to save all of this stuff? And I realize I really value the art that I have saved as a kid. And not just because I'm a professional artist, but because I remember the joy it brought me. I remember, you know, sitting on the floor of my grandparents' living room or at their dining room table and drawing. So, you know, I hopefully this show too will encourage parents who are looking to clean house to save some of that artwork that they're ready to toss into the recycling bin just because they're going mad for space.
My childhood piece is actually from a book that I did in seventh grade that actually has inspired my entire career as a children's book author and illustrator. It was this big book contest where you wrote and illustrated your own book, and if you won first place, they would actually publish your book. But after winning fourth place, I was so excited, I decided I wanted to be an author and illustrator forever. So that's kind of why I really wanted to put something from this in there.
I wonder if the original mount was like what you kind of preserved it with, or was that just for this gallery show?
So the kind of the mount
lines,
under, yes, yeah. Yes, so that mount is actually a page of the book. And I think I glued the original painting onto it with like rubber cement, like the most unarchival things ever. I think even back then, there was a kind of reverence for art, even as a child, like even your own art, like I did this, I'm so proud of it, you know, and putting like the lines around it and kind of treasuring that. And I think that also goes to show we loved art at such a young age and we valued it at such a young age. And I think that's probably why so many of us, well, all of us in this show grew up to be artists.
That was Grace Lynn and Jarrett J. Krzaska, co-curators of Now and Then, Contemporary Illustrators and Their Childhood Art. It opens on Saturday and runs through May at the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art in Amherst, Massachusetts.